Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Now, it's going to be very hard for me to rein in my enthusiasm for a very special duo on today's show. That's because this is the first time I interviewed a horse. And now, not just any horse, this one knows how to bring out smiles in people, often when they need it the most. So at this time, I want to let you know Darby is a miniature horse. And Darby teams up with his favorite human, Lynn Scully, as a pet therapy team. They were just named, drumroll, Pet of the Year by Pet Partners. So please give pause and applause to Lynn Scully and Darby the miniature horse. I've never said that phrase on this show, and it's been on the air since 07.
Thank you very much. We're really happy to be here.
All right. Hey, it's a big deal, everyone. I have two certified therapy pets, my dog Kona and my cat Casey. And Pet Partners is a huge program, a global. And for the last 3 years, they started running this thing called Pet of the Year. And it's my understanding, well, I know for a fact, the first two winners, they barked. But the winner this year, Lynn, is a naysayer in a good way.
That's right. He doesn't nay so much, but he does whinny.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Darby.
Well, Darby is a miniature horse, which is a specific breed. He's 16 years old, and he visits at Queens North Hawaii Community Hospital here in Hawaii. He's the only miniature horse with Pet Partners visiting in the state of Hawaii, and his nomination was the first nomination ever of any pet from the state of Hawaii. So that, I think, really helped him in his fundraising campaign.
And I understand you raised a little bit of moolah. How much did you raise?
We raised just about $17,000 in 6 weeks.
Well, I'm sorry to let you know, but my therapy cat, Casey, known as Pet Safety Cat Casey, he goes, Arden, there's a horse in the house, Darby. Casey, Darby. He goes, that's one big dog.
He's actually not quite as big as some of the dogs that he's met.
So they measure horses' hands high. Is that right? Do they do that for miniature horses?
Yeah, for miniature horses, they measure in inches. And for him, we go really just more by pounds. He's a little bit bigger than our golden retriever, but he's not as big as a Great Dane. And he weighs about the same as the dog who came in number two in the campaign, which was an English Mastiff named Tara Waggy Bottom. So they both conferred, they both weighed about 150 pounds.
150 pounds. I dream of that weight. Okay, that would be an ideal weight. And people need to know about a little bit about you. What's your role at the hospital?
I am the communications manager at the hospital. So I work with our staff doing internal communications as well as all the communications to the community.
Have you ever had a cat butt in on an interview? Because Casey is mesmerized by Darby. Casey likes dogs. So I think he thinks Darby's a dog. All right. So you have been involved with Pet Partners, and they're among my most favorite organizations. And I want everybody to know you also have a special role there, right?
Right. I started about 15 years ago with another miniature horse doing pet therapy. And then we moved to Hawaii. I've become an evaluator, trying to really get Pet Partners a little bit more presence here in the state and some more therapy animal teams registered, which is really important. They're not as prevalent here as on the mainland. And so that's been one of our missions this year during his reign, is to try and get more teams recruited and registered with Pet Partners.
What does it mean to be an evaluator?
It means a couple things. out there in the community trying to encourage people to do the training, do the online work as well as the training of the animal, sign up for the evaluation. I provide the evaluations at the hospital. We really go out of our way, you know, whatever would work for somebody. I flew over to Oahu to do evaluations for some teams near working with somebody to get, you know, an evaluator on that island. Pet Partners has been amazing. I mean, they came to Hawaii to train a small group of get going, which is incredible support from an amazing organization. And then I'm also, I don't just, after we do the test and if a team passes, I don't just say goodbye. I kind of feel like I'm representing Pet Partners and continuing to support those teams. So I'll check in with them, see how they're doing. I just had a team contact me last week. She had a little question about a facility she was at, a local court situation, and just needed somebody to kind of, you know, check in on if she did the right thing. So I'm there for them even after they pass their test.
I have to tell you, this is the first time I've had somebody on my show with the most tame, well-mannered horse in a house.
Well, that's part of being a pet therapy animal is that they have to be very calm and very reliable, especially a little horse. There's probably more trouble they can get into than a dog. And so that was, you know, that was really the biggest factor for him in the selection of him for pet therapy is that he's just very, very calm and nothing fazes him.
So we need to know the 411 on Darby. I mean, did you get him as a tiny little horse? Or when did you get him and why?
Yeah, no, actually I did it. My first mini who I did pet therapy with, I did get as just, 4 months old. And actually he was pretty easy to train because I got him at such a young age. This guy, he was actually like a rescue. His family decided to move from Hawaii to the mainland and didn't take him.
How old was he at the time?
He was about 4. Yeah, 5 years old. And they knew we had had minis before, so they asked if we would take him. And he didn't actually have a really great reputation in the neighborhood.
Oh, come on. Darby, close your horse ears. Mama's going to talk. What happened? What's going on?
We don't really know because he was fine with us, but he had a reputation of being like a little bit of a naughty pony.
What is the definition of a naughty pony?
They could be a little bitey. They could want to kick. They could be really stubborn. You know, they could be a little naughty. And he had another mini with him. So we got them. And really, I mean, just with kind of some good guidance and lots of love and proper handling, he was fine.
So are you saying that Darby's no longer acting like a jackass? You knew that was coming. Apologies to all donkeys.
Correct. Yeah, he really is just very well suited for pet therapy. Here's a great example
of
why he's so good. Last week, we were at the hospital. We went down one of the hallways, kind of in a back area, to visit the housekeeping staff. Housekeeping staff has a lot of carts, you know, if you can imagine in a hospital.
Yeah,
high carts, stack of laundry, you know, linens, equipment. So there was a big, tall cart coming in, kind of a tight hallway, you know, 12-foot stack. A whole bunch of very excited staff members.
Of course.
And another cart.
Horse.
And they got excited, and off that cart came a whole bunch of packages of toilet tissue wrapped up, but they landed on Darby and he didn't care at all. And that is like a perfect example of a situation that not all animals would have been able to have handled with like no problem at all. He didn't even, you know, he was in a confined space, a lot of people, strange things in this hallway, and then stuff that falls on him and no problem.
That's good.
I'm going to let him go off for just a minute or two.
Yeah, please. I heard he was kind of chomping at the bit, so we kind of have to let him go. Hey, everyone. We're speaking with Lynn Scully. She's putting up with my horse puns, but the big deal is Lynn Scully and Darby are Pet of the Year for 2024 for Pet Partners, a great organization. We're going to dive in a little bit more after we take this break, so hang out there. Till the sun comes up, have a little hay. I don't know. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
What's up, pet pals? Arden Moore here, your host of the All Behave Show. Me? Wow. Did you know there's up to 100 million free roaming cats in the United States. And without spay or neuter, that number is only going to keep growing. Not only does spay neuter humanely reduce the community cat population, it keeps cats healthy. Scooter, the neuter cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Hey, check them out. Go to givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org and help us make this a better world for cats.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Audrey Landers of Dallas, saying you have got to listen to Arden Moore on OBHAVE on PetLifeRadio.com, bringing together pet, people, and more.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to OBHAVE. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the OBHAVE show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As I've mentioned, I finally have accomplished interviewing a horse. And the horse's name is Darby. And with him is an equally talented two-legger by the name of Lynn Scully. They comprise the team that won Pet of the Year 2024 for the Pet Partners organization. And you're in the Big Island. So for people, what island is that? That's
right. In Hawaii, the Big Island is also known as Hawaii Island. It is the largest, which is why it's called the Big Island. But it's a very rural, remote island. You know, a few things it's known for. We have an active volcano. We also have the world's tallest mountain, which is Mauna Kea, if you're counting from the bottom of the ocean floor to the top.
Okay, so there's an asterisk. So climbers have to get in scuba gear first and then come up. Okay, that's where were you living? What made you go to Hawaii? You're not a native.
We previously were in San Diego.
Oh, me too.
Small horse ranch, right? Wonderful San Diego. And we moved here because where we are specifically, which is the town of Waimea, it's very horse-oriented. It's one of the largest cattle ranches in the U.S., and it's a wonderful rural area. We're at about 4,000 feet altitude, so it never is very hot, never super, super cold. The horses graze year-round. They've got green grass all year.
There's a lot of terms in Hawaii, and they're like Vanna White-like because they have tons of vowels. But please make sure I don't blow this. Paniolo, what's the term for Hawaiian cowboy?
That is the term. Paniolo is the term. And that came from Española. The Spaniards are the ones who came here to Hawaii to teach, you know, horsemanship. And so that was their pronunciation of Española, and it became Paniolo. And so that is the term we use for the Hawaiian cowboys.
So Darby just hangs out with you in the house? I mean, does Darby have a favorite Netflix show? I mean, what's life like with them? And do you have other animals? What's life like with a miniature horse that is hoofing it with compassion?
Well, he spends most of his time out with our other horses. We've got full-size horses. His best friend is a Mustang.
What's the Mustang's name? Please tell me it isn't Sally.
Jaden.
Oh, Jaden. Okay.
No, not let's sing Sally.
Okay. All right. I was going to make you sing the song, but okay. All right. So, all right. You got three horses plus him. What else?
And another mini and then a dog. And so every night we walk the dog and the two minis together. So they're just like a little pack.
Give the names because they probably are listening to the show. What's the mini's name and what's your doggie's name?
The other mini is Bailey.
Aw.
And then the dog is Killian. And he's a big golden retriever. This basically the same color as Darby. So the three of them are just fast and furious friends.
Give the folks tuning in an idea. You're just walking down the street and you see two horses and a dog walking for a walk. It sounds like it's a setup for a dad joke or something.
Well, we do get lots of people, a lot of the neighbors and friends will stop and say hi when they see that combination. Here he comes again.
Hi, Darby. Darby's back.
And that's part of the magic of the miniature horse, especially for pet therapy, is that, you know, people are seeing him in an unexpected place.
Yes.
People kind of maybe are not as surprised to see a dog. Between service animals and pet therapy animals, you know, people and dogs at home, they're not quite as surprised in a hospital to see a dog, but they're definitely surprised and don't expect to see a horse in the hospital. And the first giveaway is actually the sound of his hooves, the click, clickety click, click, click sound. Click. And that, you know, that is often enough to get people coming out of the rooms to look if they can. Certainly the staff come out to see when they hear the clicking. The other thing is once in a while, he will whinny. And I'll tell you the funny story about the first whinny I ever heard. This is a horse who I never heard whinny before. And when we went to the hospital, one of the first few times, we visited the outside of the infusion center. So the infusion center is one of the areas for chemotherapy that we don't go in. Pets are not allowed in. But at our hospital, the infusion center is all glass. So we could certainly visit from the outside, right? Sounds great. Perfect. And the lounge chairs where the patients are right up against the glass. Well, our glass is privacy glass, which means it has a mirrored finish. So when we walked up to the glass doors for the first time, I heard the biggest whinny ever, as big as any big horse, because Darby thought he saw another little miniature horse.
Oh, no. Snap!
So now every time we come to the hospital, the first thing he does is he calls out for this friend, this elusive friend.
Darby 2.0. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the nice. Funny story with Darby. Well, and
there's certain things you need to do, whether it's a cat, a dog, a rabbit, or whatever. For a horse, what do you need to do to make sure they're acceptable in a hospital or other environment? And I played in a band in high school, and I always seemed to be in the band right behind the horses. Oh. And you know where I'm coming to. Horse apples, road apples.
Yes.
What's up with Darby? Let's talk about the south end of Darby.
Well, all of the animals with pet partners have to be housebroken. The exception of, I believe, birds are allowed to wear something called a flight suit.
Okay.
But everybody else has to be housebroken. So Darby is trained and on a schedule, and that's part of the relationship I have with, to not go to the bathroom in the hospital during visits. So it's really incumbent upon me, much more so than even with a dog, know when he has to go.
How does he let you know? Does it two hoofs mean number two?
Most of it is just his timing. Like I know when he's going to have to go. Now okay. He does go number one. He does pee on command.
Oh.
And that's something I trained him to do right off.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah, that was very easy to train.
Very good. Great.
The pooping is more, I know his schedule. And often, I mean, there's a little, if I were fast enough, he does give me a sign. But often in the hospital, we're so far into the hospital that you wouldn't have enough time to get him out again.
Okay.
Like we joke with the pet therapy animals, you have a hallway to walk down. It's going to take you 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, because you're like a superstar. Yeah.
You're stopped constantly. Yeah. So
that's
I have to
nice.
Be very, very aware of his schedule and when he has to go out and take a break.
He has like Farrah Fawcett, beautiful blonde mane. I mean, you got to take care of him, make sure he's hygienic, right? And the hooves.
He does.
What are the things you have to do?
Yeah, well, one thing I do with him is if you'll notice, I keep him fully clipped year round. So that means he gets basically a buzz cut on his whole body. And that's to keep him as clean as possible. He has to be, you know, really spotless to go into the hospital, obviously. So that helps. Pets should be bathed 24 hours ahead of time. But because we live in basically a mountain community, for much of the year, it's too cold to give him a bath.
Oh.
So we'll do a combination of like a kind of like a sponge bath.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then he does have a selection of fleece clothing and pajamas to help keep him warm. You know, the buzz cut is that he then has no protection from the cold weather.
What about his mani-pedi? I mean, I can clip my cat and dog's nails, but I've never hoofed it.
Serious mani-pedi. He's not quite flexible enough for me to show you his.
That's okay. I don't want to.
But it's pretty easy to keep his feet clean. You know, it's just like a regular horse. You pick them, but then right before you go in the hospital, you wipe down those feet so he's not tracking anything down into the hospital.
And I'm telling you, he's got some beautiful, big, big eyes.
Yeah, he does. He does.
So when you won, and maybe we should let the cat out of the bag, I was the MC for the event. And you still agreed to be on the show, so thank you. But I love Pet Partners. And you raised almost $17,000. And it's my understanding that they were celebrating pretty hard in Hawaii, right?
Yes, he has a lot of a big support base and lots of fans, and people were very excited. I think because he was the first pet from Hawaii.
And the first horse.
And the first horse. There was a lot of state pride here.
Okay.
And Hawaii does have a lot of state pride. You know, we're kind of an obscure, you know, in the middle of nowhere, kind of different state than on the mainland. And so people really got behind the fact that he was representing the state. So yeah, there was a lot of excitement for him, which is great.
So how did you celebrate with him? Did he have some like gourmet hay? I mean, I don't know.
We actually cracked a bottle of Martinelli's sparkling cider.
Okay. That's you and your husband, Rick, right?
Yeah. Right. And he did get, of course, extra of his favorite treats, which are
what?
Pumpkin spice Cheerios.
Pumpkin spice Cheerios. Darby, she's got them in her hand. Move
yes.
closer to the fingers. Yeah. There you go, big horse. There you go. Thank you, Lynn. Hey, let's get some overview of this whole event for Pet Partners. It's my understanding there were almost 100 finalists for Pet of the Year for this third time around. We did have on our show Rye Guy, who won last year, the dog from Minnesota. But we had two dogs trail behind Darby. The runner-up was Tara Waggy Bottom.
Right,
I cannot make up that name.
English Mastiff.
Yeah, English Mastiff for Redmond, Washington. And Tara and her two-legged companion, Jane, apparently sold a bunch of tickets at an exclusive tea party and an auction. And they raised about almost $9,000 for the nonprofit Pet Partners. That's pretty nice, right?
Right. And we've become friends on Facebook. And I just sent her a note this morning inviting her to come see us when she comes to Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's kind of nice that, you know, although it's friendly competition, you know, we all have the same thing at heart, which is Pet Partners and pet therapy. So everyone, even though we're competitors, everyone bonded together. And
yes,
and,
I like
you know, neck and neck with her for a lot.
Yeah, but a horse is going to win neck and neck.
Up until the final stretch.
Yeah, home stretch. Good. See, it's contagious. I told you. Third place, I want to give a shout out to Hooey the Hoosier Doodle, Cumberland, Indiana, with her two-legger, Jennifer. And Hooey, I guess, raised about over $6,000. And this one's going to keep an eye on because Hooey the Hoosier Doodle is still kind of young.
Yes.
The puppy.
Right.
Tell me some of the unusual animals that could be considered as a pet partner therapy pet.
Well, Pet Partners registers 9 different species, which is wonderful. And we're considering that kind of one of our challenges this year is to try, since he's not a traditional pet therapy animal, he's not a dog. I think 92% of the registered teams are dogs. We're going to, this next year, really try and encourage more non-traditional teams to register. So those can include, besides horses, cats, which people often don't think about.
I got to tell you, Casey comes into the memory care center wearing a cowboy hat in a stroller, and he walks on a harness and leash. And I swear his meow, because I'm in Dallas, sounds like meowie, howdy, meowie.
Yeah, so cats, we would love to see, you know, we'd love to see a cat as a therapy animal. Guinea pigs, domestic rat.
And rats are pretty smart.
Yes, they are.
Trainable, right?
I had one as a kid. Alpacas.
Really?
Birds, small pigs.
Rabbits?
And rabbits, yes. In fact, I just sent a note to somebody who lives not too far away who just got a new rabbit. And I said, you want to think about pet therapy? Would that be so great?
So think about it. Standing back, you know the benefits of having a therapy pet. I know the benefits. We live in a crazy time. Tell others the importance and maybe some surprising ways and what pets do to our mental health.
Well, I think people are fairly familiar with the science behind it. But if they aren't, there really is a lot of science that goes back decades about the serotonin levels, about the physiological reaction to someone even just petting an animal, right? That's why they say people with pets live longer, lower blood pressure, all that.
It's like the release of oxytocin, which is the cuddle hormone, I think.
Right. And I think that people understand or may understand the physical benefits, but the mental benefits as well. You know, I'll talk about staff members first. So
That's very important because they've been through a lot in the COVID, post-COVID. I mean, there's always some new virus going around.
Yep. And I think that's the kind of the most evident is you take an animal down the hallway, you know, half of the people probably that you're going to make contact with are staff members. And there's like an immediate, I'll just say glee. It's gleeful. I mean, sometimes they'll even come out of their offices like almost like squealing. They're so excited.
Nice.
You know, because it's a break. It's a break from their regular routine. It's a break from the challenges, you know, working in healthcare. And we also want to remember it's not just hospitals these pets are visiting. They're visiting all kinds of places.
Yeah.
So everyone needs a break, whatever their job is, right? We all can use that break. Now, certainly if you're a patient, whether anyone understands what it's like to be a patient or can just kind of anticipate how horrible it is to be a patient, something that will brighten up your day for even just that 5 minutes, and hopefully it will last the rest of that day, just makes all the difference in the world. So yeah, it's wonderful. And that's what we really want people to think about when they're thinking about, gosh, would I do pet therapy with my animal?
Yeah.
If they just think about that little bit of a difference it make to that person to just see, you know, people don't always pet, right? They may not have the mobility to pet the animal. Even just seeing the animal can just brighten up their day.
Do you feel like you two finish each other's sentences? How intuitive are the two of you together, Darby and you? I mean, Darby's paying attention to you right now. So tell me, that's also, I think with my dog, Kona, I swear we have this connection. We got this vibe going. I'm a sensing you have that with Darby.
I do, but I will say it is a little different than with a dog.
Okay.
It's just a little different, right? It's a little different. I used to be a dog handler, so I was very, very in tune with the dog and exactly what you're, not so much finishing each other's sentences, but thoughts.
Yes.
I mean, it's a little bit different with a dog. Now, I don't know if it's because with a miniature horse, you're not living, you know, with 24 hours a day. That could be it. I mean, he doesn't live inside. He doesn't sleep on our bed. So it is a little bit different. It's not quite the same as a dog, but that doesn't mean that we're not,
connected. What's one trick or something he does that you just gush like a proud mama?
Oh, well, that has to be when he learned how to Irish dance this year.
What?
Oh, yes. And I think I sent you a picture of it. And it was maybe his most popular post on social media. I also do Irish dance. And this campaign coincided with the St. Patrick's Day season.
Perfect. All right. So we got a couple minutes left. Wrap this up. I need to know how Darby does Irish dancing.
Okay. He was actually pretty simple to teach to do a beginner step.
Okay.
And you take a look at that picture and we put gillies on him, which is an Irish dance shoe. And he joined all the other ladies in the dance group and did a little step with us.
And I bet he enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, he does. And he still offers that step, you know, to get a treat.
So how do people follow you two? And how do people find out more about Pet Partners?
PetPartners.org is the one-stop shop for everything related to Pet Partners. Pet Partners is really the world leader in pet therapy. So that is the group to go to. When we implemented the program at our hospital, we're part of a system, the Queen's Health System. And because Pet Partners is like the gold standard, the whole system implemented Pet Partners. So I'm very proud of that they were the best, right? If you're going to do it, let's go with the best.
Exactly.
And Darby will have his own Facebook page soon. Right now, he's just been on my page.
He's got to do it while he can make the hay. Making hay.
Yeah.
Hey, we are very honored and we all congratulate Darby, the miniature horse, Lynn Scully. They are the Pet of the Year for Pet Partners 2024. First time a horse, of course, made it. And I really appreciate you being guest on our show. I hope, Darby, it was good for you. It was okay, Ard. I don't know about that cat showing up, but it was okay. I like the cat. The cat had good vibes. All right. At this time, I also want to thank my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio, the longest, largest pet radio network on the planet. And we've been on this show right here, has been on the air since 07 when no one had a clue what a podcast was. And we are very honored by FeedSpot to have been named 2023 Pet Podcast of the Year. So follow me on my sites. Please go to fourleggedlife.com. Check my YouTube channel, Arden Moore. And I can now say I've had a horse on a show. This was great. And what a horse, of course. The horse, the famous horse named Darby. All right, everybody. So I only have two words for all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. All behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.